531.
At 12, Whakalofalahiatu, I'm Kalia Strong. Auckland's mayor wants to turn the city into a vital air and freight hub between Asia and South America. Wayne Brown says he's held a meeting with representatives of Brazil, China, India and Japan, airlines and government agencies, for a stocktake of trade opportunities. He says the New Zealand-Brazil Business Chamber is pitching a direct flight from Auckland to Sao Paulo, which he says could bring an additional $100 million in trade in its first year. Brown says Auckland is the most logical connection to South America for India, Asia and Japan, so it makes sense to make the city a connecting flights hub. Research into the experience of community groups after Cyclone Gabrielle has shown the importance of community preparedness. Environment Hubs Aotearoa is conducting surveys and focus groups to gain snapshots of people's experiences during and after the storm. Executive Officer Georgina Morrison says they're hearing again and again about the importance of local groups to the immediate disaster response.
The message that we were hearing loud and clear right at the start was sometimes help isn't coming, and so the local community really needs to be empowered. They need to be prepared, leading up to these events and then throughout them. So when the national teams do turn up maybe a couple of days later, the community's already been there, they've already been responding.
Georgina Morrison says there were cases of groups being told to stop operations when they should have been supported and utilised. The Public Service Association is astonished the Minister of Education expects her agency to hire contractors to review the curriculum. The ministry has proposed to cut more than 500 roles, including 200 in the curriculum centre. But Erica Stanford told Radio New Zealand it will also bring in writing experts as short-term contractors to help write changes to the education program. PSA spokesperson Fleur Fitzsimons says it's appalling that the government thinks hiring contractors is a solution when people who can do the work are losing their jobs. She says the public sector cuts are reckless and haven't been thought through. To the Pacific, where Nauru's climate change minister has told the Our Oceans Conference his government is relocating people from coastal settlements to higher ground in light of the climate crisis. The meeting brings together delegations from around the world to discuss challenges affecting their maritime territories. Minister Asterio Api says meaningful action is needed out of meetings like this. He says going home empty-handed is always disheartening, especially when the coastal erosion rate is high across the Pacific.
The government's plan to relocate people from the coastal belt to the higher grounds. We have rehabilitated mined out lands and now they're ready to be built on to basically move livelihoods, infrastructures, hospitals, schools and the likes to a higher ground and to ensure that livelihoods are preserved and basically are moved to safer grounds.
Finally to sports, Tamatonga has made his highly anticipated debut for the WWE on SmackDown. The former New Japan pro wrestling star, who is of Tongan descent, entered the ring for the first time at WrestleMania 40 in Philadelphia. His real name is Alepate Leoni, and he's the adopted son of wrestling legend King Haku. In a dazzling debut, he joined Solo Sikoa in the ring, kicking Jimmy Uso out to create a new bloodline.
Oh my God, Ray, do you know who that is?
That's Tamatonga!
That's the son of Haku, who has been wrecking shop in Japan for years!
Well, now he's wrecking Jimmy Uso!
Samoan spike to Jimmy Uso!
And that's your PMN News at midday. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmn.co.nz.